Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 116 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 17th, 2011, preparing to brine my bird. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Let's get there's some business taken care of.
Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
That's right, I'm out of beer. We're having a Smittix tonight. Actually, we're not out of beer. There's Schlitz. It's just not cold. But I like a Smittix. It's a good, fine Irish red ale established in 1710. Right now, some Billy Joe Royal.
The sun comes up in the morning. You're the first thing, baby, on my mind. When the sun goes down in the evening, you're the last thing, baby, on my mind. Baby, you're my heart's desire. Your love sets my soul on fire. There are
got a couple of passings to commemorate this week. A couple of gentlemen both died of cancer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't die of karate. Let me fix that right now. Oh, that should be clicked. Now we're okay. A couple of guys that both died of cancer this week, both at the age of 61. The first of them, let me take care of this too. You see that on the stick cam? Yeah. He's dead, all right. The great Moogie Klingman, Marky Klingman, Mark Klingman. He wasn't called Moogie because he played the Moog, although he did He was a keyboard player. He was called Moogie because his baby sister couldn't pronounce Marky. He was Todd Rundgren's longtime keyboard player. He also co-wrote a bunch of songs with a fellow named Buzzy Linhart, including Bette Midler's signature song, You Gotta Have Friends. But right now, a Todd Rundgren song featuring Moogie on the keyboards. This is Todd. This is Moogie. This is I Saw the Light. What were the odds we'd hear some O.V. Wright 2 weeks in a row on Hinky Dinky Time Radio? Well, it's happened. It's finally happened. This is Love and Jealousy by O.V. I don't know the year. Somebody look it up for me, would you? Try that again. This is off the album Love and Jealousy. Let's Straighten It Out by O.V. Wright.
Hallelujah.
Some Donovan. 1973. This is Cosmic
God is
Wheels.
Marbles with his planets and his stars, creating havoc through my life with his influence on Mars. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots of steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. In the present position of the planet, it's impossible for me to say. Just when I find my course again with these boulders in my way, I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Instead of stumbling down this highway on my boots of steel. Should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels.
Yes.
God is playing marbles with his planets and his stars. Steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Celestial wheels. Cosmic wheels. Celestial wheels. Cosmic wheels. Celestial wheels.
White bird,
the darkened sky in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown.
It's a Beautiful Day from 1969 and White Bird. A little bit long for Hinky Dinky Time Radio, but worth it. Right now, you guys want to keep it down in the back? Right now on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, we're going to play a bright yellow 45 RPM record. If you're watching on stick cam, you can see it on turntable B. I'm going to press the little button right now, and we're going to hear some Nick Lowe. You know, because this is my program and I can do what I want, and because I didn't do what I wanted, which is play the side of the 45 I meant to play. We played the A side. I meant to play the B side. I'm going to cue it up right now live on the radio. I'm not even going to obscure the... I'm going to see it a little bit behind the curtain. I'm going to show you how we do it. I think I've done this before. So what we do is we put the needle on the record. We start it. And then when we get to this one, okay, right there, that's where the music starts. So we back it up a turn. So then when I want to play the record, I just hit the button and we hit the ground running. It's Nick Lowe. He doesn't want the night to end. I don't want this one to end. I'm having way too much fun. I'm Ike and Tina. Heading out to Nutbush City Limits. It's a Bob Seger song. Well, it's a brief one this afternoon, this evening, tonight, tomorrow, whenever it is now that we're doing this thing that we're doing right now. A brief Chicago Cubs baseball report. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer, and the rest of the Chicago Cubs front office will be introducing Dale Sweam, that's spelled S-V-E-U-M, pronounced Sweam, the current Milwaukee Brewers hitting coach, as the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. So we wish Dale Sweam, I'm going to nickname him Swami, because he's going to really be amazing, the amazing Swami. We're going to introduce Swami tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I hope you turn on the MLB Network or WGN Chicago or ESPN or wherever you turn to for your television coverage of all things Chicago Cubs. And that is this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, if you're wondering what was the number 40 song on the Big Ten Music Survey in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week, and you guessed that it was the Staple Singers and one of their biggest hits just beginning to climb the charts, you are correct.
If you disrespect everybody,
dirt, sucker. Black hell breaks loose. Are you ready for the Black Street Fighter? The Black Street Fighter. He's a fighter for hire, and he's paid to take on all comers. Today, he's going right to the top. He's taking on the system. The Black Street Fighter. He's all white hot fury. He's all stone cold nerve. He's all big black fists. He's 60,000 volts of black power. The Black Street Fighter. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Black Street Fighter. He's bad.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The wonderful white-winged warrior is still invisible, the result of a bad accident with a chicken dissolver in his chicken cave. And now, even after taking two aspirin as the doctor ordered, he still can't see himself. And in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger, the winged warrior still can't see himself.
Tell him not to worry. I never could see him either.
Fine.
By the way, Commissioner.
Yes, my secretary.
How about that diabolical and vicious plot to destroy the world?
Yes, how about that?
Washington is waiting for an answer.
George?
D.C.
Oh, take this message.
Shoot.
Dear D.C., in reply to request that winged warrior halt plot to destroy world, be advised that winged warrior isn't feeling so hot.
Isn't feeling so hot?
Ain't feeling so hot?
Forget it.
Right, forget it. Signed, your friend, the commissioner.
That's going to be your message to Washington?
George?
D.C.?
Okay, P.S.
P.S., okay.
Give my regards to the family.
All right.
Sorry about the world.
Okay.
Perhaps some other time.
I've got it.
Stay in touch.
Is that it?
Yes.
What?
Where is the winged warrior now?
In your office.
And I am?
In the same place.
Thank you.
Invisible winged warrior.
Here, Commissioner.
Any luck with the aspirin?
I don't think so, Commissioner. Whenever I put them in my mouth, they just drop to the floor.
Yes.
They're getting pretty dirty.
Perhaps if you would try some exercises.
You mean like run around the room?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you running?
Yes, I am.
Run faster, winged warrior.
Commissioner, if I run much faster, I'm going to run right into the...
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
I regret to inform you that the mayor of Midland City has been severely injured while entering this building.
Automobile?
UFO.
Unidentified falling object. Yes.
Wow. Who's the UFO? You know. One chicken, invisible, with elasticity and huskiness for a fall. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken! He's everywhere!
From 1986 off of the King of America album, this is Elvis Costello and the Confederates featuring James Burton on lead guitar and The Big Light.
Well, I had a little feeling to have a big night, and I woke up feeling small and not so brave, not quite right. Had to face the who am I, where is she, what did I do? First of all, I had to face the big light. Cause the big light came to my window and it opened up my eyelids, and it snapped them up like roller blinds and told me things that I had to begin facing. And I'm thankful that I didn't open another bottle of inspiration. Well, the hangover this morning had a personality, and I cast my shattered mind over selected memories. I didn't even touch the light switch, so I knew I'd never see the haggard face that would be staring back at me. The big light came to my window and it opened up my eyelids, and it snapped them up like roller blinds. Told me things that I did get facing another day or night of good ideas. Complication, and I'm thankful that I didn't open another bottle. It's
had a big time, and I woke up to alarm bells like a big church chime. I had the best of whom I, and who is she, what did I do? First of all, I had to face the big lie. The big lie came to my window, and it opened up my eyelids, and it snapped them up like roller blinds, and all the things that I do. Can't face another day or night of good ideas, the complication of a thankful that I didn't open another bottle of inspiration.
Somewhere my love waits for me. Somewhere beyond the sky and sea.
Not funny, Humphrey, because we got another one. That's right, we got another one. He's dead. It's true, he's dead. Scottish gentleman, a poet, a singer, a songwriter, a band leader. Mr. Jackie Levin was the front man of a band that nobody but me has ever heard of. That's not entirely true. It's an exaggeration. Called Doll by Doll. And when I heard that on Tuesday he passed away at the age of 61, from cancer, I began to think about what Jackie Levin song I would play on the show tonight, but I didn't have to think about it because I got in my car and my shuffling iPod picked one for me. I would not have selected this one, but my iPod did. I heard it on my way to work right after I got the news, and I figured, well, what the hell, from the Doll by Doll, self-titled, their third album, this is Fantastic Sensation.
Chill, hush.
I guess he rang that one up.
I got a song been on my mind. And the tune can be sung and the words all rhyme. Though it don't say much and it won't offend, if you sing it at school, they're liable to send you home. Never knowing what you're showing, think you're growing your own tea. Good Lord. Let me hear that, get me near that crunchy granola sweet. Drop your shrink and stop your drinking. Crunchy granola's neat. Sing it out. All right. Da 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 da. I knew a man was out of touch. And it hide in the house and it didn't say much. And like a man with a tiger outside his gate, not only couldn't relax, but he couldn't relate. Now he can, family man, try my brand. Dig. Let me hear that, get me near that crunchy granola sweet. Drop your shrink and stop your drinking. Crunchy granola's neat. Sing it out.
Mr. Neil Diamond and Crunchy Granola Sweet. You know, every other or every third Saturday night, I'm hosting a three-hour live program on the Hank and Jim Radio Network. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to hinkydinky.net and find information. Anyway, I alternate most weeks with a fellow from Oklahoma, a fine young man who goes by the radio name of Jared James. His real name is Jared Lekites. And he's got a new CD coming out, and I'd like to play something off of it for my Hinky Dinky Time listeners right now. This is an unreleased track because it's not been released yet. And this one's called If You Ain't Lonely. Play. Play, Mr. Song. Play. Oh, dear. Let's try it over here. We're having technical difficulties. Oh, it's unhappy. It's so unhappy. Just got happy.
Get in my mind.
How about another one from Jared, just the way I want to say I'm sorry for the trouble.
When we met, you were so in love. There was nothing to be afraid of. A push had to come to shove.
That's Jared James off of the Star Map album, as yet unreleased. We're going to say goodnight shortly here on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thank you for sticking it out with me for another episode. We will not be here next week. Next week is Thanksgiving, and I am not going to do a show on Thanksgiving. There's just too much cooking and cleaning up to do on Thanksgiving to come down to the studio and do a program. I'm sorry. So we're going to say goodnight with the help of Mr. Nat King Cole from 1956. From the After Midnight Sessions, Sometimes He's Happy.
Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you.
Yes.
Sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? Thank you. I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. I'm happy when I'm with you.
Good night, everybody. Feel free to stay tuned for the rebroadcast. That's not what we want. This is what we want.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. Some design prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?